And as promised, at 22 minutes past 3 o'clock, we are chatting with Chapman. Barry Chapman in the house, and lovely to see you again, Barry. Can you believe how fast the weeks are going by? I can't.
It felt like I was in here 2 days ago.
Yeah, it's been... Someone told me it's because we live on this digital... in this digital world, that everything is instantly available to you, and you're looking at so much and doing so much, and you're constantly engaged, and things just fly by like that. Maybe it's true, I don't know.
Yeah, well, I was having a chat with a friend the other day, and we were talking about how the years are just whizzing by and battling to explain how life is. And I said to her, well, it's pretty simple. Life is just fast.
It is, and it's becoming more... clearly, because one has a hell of a lot more choices, maybe it's becoming a lot more complicated. I don't know. But I wanted to run something by you. I had a domestic affair with a washing machine. It's odd thing to say, but I did. And how it happened was this. We had a leak, a burst pipe somewhere in our street, in Stella Road, in Ballito. And we happened to be away at the time. So it was luckily on the... municipal side of the meter of mm-hmm. so we weren't being billed for the tons of water that was rushing, and Caesar came out. Clearly they fixed it very fast, but shortly thereafter, as in yesterday, we discovered welcome home, the washing machine is not working. Why? Oh, the water won't come into it. Okay, what's the anyway, long story short, out comes a washing machine repairman who says the solenoid valves are shot because of mud.
Yep.
Okay, so clearly when the street repair was being done, mud entered the system. Is this kind of normal?
It does happen quite often when you're working in a hole and it's filling up with water. It generally mixes with a bit of the ground you're digging in, and then it ends up going down the pipes.
Now, that goes into everything. That means your geyser, I presume, not too much of a problem in the geyser?
So the issue with the geyser, we a couple of years ago, removed a geyser that was 75% full of sand.
So it happens.
We couldn't actually remove it out of the roof because it was so heavy. You had to open the geyser up and manually bucket the sand out of the geyser so we could remove the vessel out of the roof.
Wow.
And geysers are particularly bad for that because as soon as the water heats up, it allows everything to drop out of suspension.
It's a perfect settling tank.
Yeah, and it settles in there nicely. And so the complaint that we had from the client was, one, I've got a very small amount of hot water and I don't understand why I've got this 200-liter geyser. And then the other thing that they said to us was every time there's a water cut and the water comes back on, it comes out brown out of my hot water taps. And I was like, all right, I know what's going on here. And I mean, we've been to geysers when there's been an inch or a couple of centimeters worth of silt in the bottom of the geyser, but I was not expecting the mess that we found there.
So they had a real tsunami of mud. But I presume this is going to become a more common problem as the infrastructure breaks down, because I noticed in Stella Road, for example, this morning, there was another leak, the water rushing down the road. I've got to say, our Caesar water is remarkably...
Oh, they're on the button, eh?
On the ball. Properly. If you report it, they instantly are, you know, either they're already aware and it's being noted and they're sending a team, or they react very quickly. This is fantastic. But... clearly, when one repairs something like this, and I noticed that they had to literally dig up the verge and part of the road to get to the leak, there's going to be an ingress of sand, mud, detritus. It's going to be rushing into all of the connections. Does it not damage the water meters?
So it can affect the water meters as well.
Can that be an advantage?
it generally is an advantage to you because a water meter generally... reads right, or it underreads. Very, very seldomly do they overread. The overreading we've spoken about with air going through them and spinning crazy. But generally, if a meter's had sand run through it, it's going to limit the moving parts of it from moving properly. So it's not going to read the correct volume.
We won't pursue this line of inquiry because, you know, one might then find people deliberately tampering, and we don't want that to happen. But now, getting back to the issue of appliances, clearly the washing machine is a problem. I presume if you have any kind of electrical appliance that uses water, like a dishwasher, etc., it might also be affected?
Yeah, 100%. Everything in your house gets affected. Your pressure valves, your mixer cartridges, everything will get damaged through that process.
Is there a way of putting a filter before the water gets to your house? Is there a possible? Is it practical? Is it possible?
100% practical. So there's a very handy little thing called the Fines filter that is locally manufactured, that I think costs all of about $380, and it's got a little valve on it with a clear glass and a nylon sieve inside it, so you can physically look at it and see, yes, it's gunked up, turn the water off, open it, flush it, clean it, and put it back in. And then the glass part of, well, it's see-through plastic, but it is not that, it's a layman can do it with your hand. It's
to remove the water.
It's hand tight.
A bit like the old Land Rover had a kind of almost a trap underneath the fuel pump.
Yeah, very similar to that.
Sort of Pyrex trap. So is this a job that you guys have been called out to do, or is this something that you can do, and would you recommend it?
100%. So generally, when there's burst pipes on main lines and stuff like that, and you have the likes of Caesar that come out and address those leaks, they will then purge the line. So they use a scour valve to flush any sediments or anything down the line. So that's why when you'll see the guys, they've done a major burst pipe, then somebody will be complaining, oh, there's a fire hydrant or there's a pipe just squirting water out onto the road. Yeah. That's the guys flushing the line to get all the sediment out. But if it's on a branch line that's feeding into someone's house, very difficult, especially when you're not there, to come up to you and say, hey, can you flush your lines out? So that's where the Fines filter comes into play.
But I presume it would also be to your advantage, just generally speaking, because the infrastructure is aging, and no doubt there is silt or detritus in the pipes,
100%,
naturally from the reservoir. So presumably it's just a very good way of protecting your domestic appliances that are prone to damage. I mean, it cost just under $2,000 to get the old washing machine sorted yesterday. New washing machine, so it's worth it. But, you know, there it is. They would have probably paid for the installation of the steel.
So what we normally do is, on the client side of the water meter, generally inside the property, we put a separate isolating valve, and then this Fines filter. And it's out the ground, above the ground, so that it's there for easy access for the client to, one, in an emergency, shut down their water to their property, because very, very often the valves on the meters don't work properly, or people don't know how to close them properly. So at least you've got a dedicated, good quality valve on the inside of your property, and then you've got the strainer. So if you come home and you go open the tap and there's a piddle coming out, you know exactly where to go, and it's really very, very easy to clean out. So,
and can this be mounted onto, so for example, if your main line comes into your house before you get to the cut-off valve or the shut-off valve, on that same line, if it's on a wall or whatever, would that be where you'd mount it?
Yeah, 100%. So, I mean, we generally try to put it as close to the water meter as possible, because a lot of houses have multi-entry points into the houses. So instead of going and putting three or four of these things in on a property, you go right back to the source just after the water meter and you install one. Oh. And then it feeds through the property. But if you don't have that ability to be able to do that, then you can install them up on the wall where the pipe comes out the ground and just put it just before your regulating valve or one of those things.
And I think that is going to be money extremely well spent.
Oh, 100%.
Considering what it would cost to replace solenoid valves in washing machines for a start.
But that's just the beginning of it, because your all our nice new age mixer cartridges, mixer taps, they've got ceramic plates inside them, and in between those ceramic plates is a silicone grease.
Oh my word.
and now you go add grit and grime into that silicone grease, it's just a matter of time before that mixer cartridge starts leaking. So it's a combination of things. And toilets don't flush properly because the diaphragms on the inlet mechanism, or the washers on the inlet mechanisms, have got grit on them. They can't close properly. Damages your pressure valve. So yeah, it could be quite a serious knock on.
So this could be an entirely new business venture for you. Just adding those filters to every house, because I mean it makes so much sense. If it hadn't happened, I wouldn't have even thought about it. But it makes a hell of a lot of sense to protect the integrity of the water supply into your home, your business, by adding the tiniest of little filters. With a kind of trap that you can unscrew and clean out.
So if you've got your main inlet pipe that's exposed in your property, it's probably going to cost you in the region of about 1,000 to 1,200 rand for an installation. If we need to dig open, it's all time dependent on how much time we spend on site doing it. But I don't see it costing more than about 2 grand to get one of those. And I can tell you, 100%, you said it just now, damn good money well spent.
Yeah, well, clearly I'm going to make a booking with your very efficient booking team to come and sort me out in Stella Road, and I hope many folk listening to this do exactly the same. 100%. Because, you know, a stitch in time, as they say. What a pleasure. We've been chatting with the plumbing boss, Barry Chapman, who has now sorted out all of our issues for as far as sediment in the pipes goes. Hopefully, Barry, and we'll be catching up with you in the blink of an eye in a week's time, next 100%, Tuesday.
And then it's like winding up to Christmas. I can't believe it.
Can you? There it is. Ho, 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 and all of that. The afternoon show continues with Diplo and Jonas.